moms, we do it all. And sometimes it feels like too much. The career, the home, the kids. It's so easy to get caught up in the stress and lose sight of all the joy motherhood holds. But joy is possible, even within the unique challenges of being a working mom or a stay-at-home mom. Because no matter which side of the work fence you're on, you deserve joy. Let's talk about reclaiming those moments of joy and creating practices that work for you. Does motherhood sometimes feel like juggling flaming chainsaws while blindfolded on a unicycle? Because same. Motherhood feels like the most rewarding yet challenging adventure. I found myself thinking there has to be more to this motherhood gig than the tantrums, the sleepless nights, and the endless to-do list. In the midst of all the chaos, joy seems to have taken a permanent vacation that we were not invited on. I'm saying enough is enough. I believe joy isn't found, it's created. We can't keep waiting for joy to magically appear. We have to make the conscious choice to choose it, here and now. Are you ready to ditch the survival mode itinerary and start mapping out the route to joy in motherhood? It's a destination we deserve, and it's closer than we think. I'm Kayla, and I'm your host of Joy Granted, the momcast where choosing joy is a non-negotiable. If you are a working mom, I see you. I see your amazing efforts to balance it all. The late nights, the hurried mornings, the constant battle between feeling pulled in different directions. The ache you feel missing your child's milestones. The guilt of leaving work early or feeling distracted at home. All of it is real and valid. Let's talk about the challenges that are unique to working moms and how joy can still find a way into your life. First, that feeling of never having enough time. It's like your to-do list is an endless scroll with work tasks and family needs competing for your attention. Those tough transitions between work you and mom you. 1 minute you're nailing that presentation at work, and the next you're home wiping noses and fixing snacks. It can feel like a drastic shift. And the guilt, that's a big one, right? Feeling like you're never fully giving enough, either to your career or your kids. You might be missing those little milestones at home because of deadlines, or staying mentally at home even when you need to be focused at work. Then that invisible load, the planning, the organizing, all the unseen emotional work that's often on moms. It's like a backpack you can never take off. But here's the thing. You can still choose joy even with everything going on. It might mean finding it in unexpected places. Here's how to start. Mindful transitions. Those shifts between work and home, they're a huge deal. Even if you only have 5 minutes in your car, turn off the radio, take a few deep breaths, and let your work stress melt away as much as possible. It creates a buffer zone so you can be more present for your kids when you walk in that door. You could also maximize your connection time because you might not have hours every day with your children, but make the time that you do have count. Put the phone down, get down on their level, and focus on connecting, even if it's only 10-20 minutes of bedtime stories and cuddles. And don't you forget to celebrate those work wins, because remember, you are making a difference in the world. Don't let those work successes get buried under the weight of motherhood. Take a moment and recognize them, even with a simple, "I nailed that project today." It's going to go a long way in combating that feeling that you're not doing enough. And if it's in your budget, you can consider outsourcing household chores or childcare. A clean house or an extra hour in the afternoon won't just remove a task. It creates space for the things that fuel your joy. Playing with your kids, pursuing a hobby, or maybe just reading a good book. Working moms know this. You are not alone. the demands on you are incredible and it's okay to feel overwhelmed, but don't let the challenges steal your joy. Choose it, nurture it, and share it because you deserve it. To the stay-at-home mamas, your dedication and hard work are seen and appreciated. You do so much, and you might often feel like your efforts go unnoticed. I understand that feeling, and I want you to know that what you do matters. Let's talk openly about what makes joy feel out of reach for stay-at-home moms. Sometimes it feels like your work isn't valued, even though you know the importance of raising your children. It can feel hard when there's no paycheck, no promotion to validate your efforts. Even though you know the work you do is so important, that lack of external validation can take its toll. And let's face it, the never-ending to-do list, laundry, dishes, the constant mental overload, it makes it incredibly difficult to truly switch off and recharge. And then add in the fact that a lot of your interactions are with tiny people who aren't always great conversationalists, although they're really great at tantrums, and it can feel isolating. So here's how to fight back and find joy. The first one is something I struggled with for so long. I like to call it the joy appointment. Think of when your kid has a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment. You put that on the calendar and you make it there. What about yourself? Schedule time for yourself. Not maybe if I finish everything time, but like a non-negotiable doctor's appointment. A 10-minute walk, listening to your favorite podcast, crafting, meditating, whatever feeds your soul. Put it on the calendar as important for your well-being. You could also start ditching the perfect myth. Seriously, who did we believe when they said we had to do it all and look amazing while doing it? The dishes can wait. The toys do not care if they're scattered, and your worth is not measured in how much laundry you fold. Give yourself permission to do just enough so that you have the energy to do the things that truly bring your joy. Perfectionism is joy's enemy. The dishes can wait. A messy playroom is the sign of happy kids. And you know what? Sometimes takeout for dinner is the best kind of self-care. Adult connection is also key. It's more than just socializing. It's about connecting with people who get it. Mom groups are fantastic, but sometimes they can feel overwhelming. Find your tribe, whether it's a local playgroup where you can chat with other parents, an online community that focuses on shared interests, or even a virtual coffee date with a friend who understands the joys and challenges of stay-at-home parenting. And finally, seek support. Does your partner truly understand how much you do? If not, have an open conversation. Can you outsource a chore or two, like hiring a house cleaner for occasional deep cleans, or family or friends to watch the kids so you have time to refill your own bucket? Explore what's possible. They will not know unless you open that conversation. I know all of this because I've been there. I am here. There are days as a stay-at-home mom where I'd realize it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon and I hadn't even brushed my hair or my teeth for the day. But then I started scheduling my joy appointments, and that has changed everything. While we've tackled specific joys and challenges of being a working mom and a stay-at-home mom, let's remember something crucial. So many of our experiences overlap. The myth that some moms have it all together, that needs to go. Feeling overwhelmed, feeling like a failure at times, we've all been there, regardless of whether we work inside or outside the home. This is where self-compassion is essential. Would you tell a struggling friend that she's a bad mom? No. So why do we speak so harshly to ourselves? Change that inner voice. Remind yourself that you're doing the best you can and it's okay to have hard days. Guilt is another common thread, isn't it? The guilt of leaving our kids to go to work, the guilt of not being present enough when we are with them because of work worries, the guilt of feeling burnt out with endless kid needs. Guilt shouldn't steal our joy. It should be a sign that we care deeply and that we need to find better ways to balance our own needs within this whole equation. Finally, remember, you're not alone. Connect with other moms. Those shared experiences are lifelines, whether it's in real life or those supportive online spaces. Finding your people helps you understand and be understood on a whole different level. You'll find that the ups and downs of motherhood weave this cool story that goes way beyond just your job or what you do every day. Sharing your stuff with other moms makes you feel like you belong, you know? Like everyone else is going through the same late night worries, messy kitchens, and even bursts of pure joy. It's all part of the wild ride of being a mom. Remember, moms, motherhood doesn't have a one-size-fits-all recipe for joy. Whether your days are spent in an office, at home, or a combination of both, you are worthy of finding those moments of joy in motherhood. Let's make that joy our mission. Follow along on our Instagram community, SJB, linked in the description. It's time to rewrite the script, moms. We don't have to choose between being great moms and pursuing our goals at work or at home. We can find the joy right here, right now.